got a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You tune in live this Friday, September 13th. Yeah, that's Friday the 13th, 2019, on the One and Only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it's not terribly wild and dystopic yet. Richie from Boston posted a video yesterday on his backup channel talking about, you know, one of the latest scares in a little pocket of America these days happens to be his backyard. So that's a week, knock on wood, because obviously this is the week of the 18th anniversary of the events of September 11, 2001. We've talked about that a little bit this week, but I almost, I'm from a little different perspective. And I wonder if the, you know, since we're just sort of marinating in this propaganda stew designed to invoke a general sense of learned helplessness, I would say, or to deepen a general sense of learned helplessness. And that goes back to Adam Curry's little short that he did for the 2014 BBC Wipe. And we've played that clip from time to time. It's like 5 minutes long. And, you know, he starts out, he begins and ends with something along the lines of, so much in the news these days seems confusing and even contradictory, and your only conclusion is to say, oh well, you know, oh dear, and throw up your hands. And, you know, he ends by saying, but that's what they want you to say. So it's contradictory news. Vladislav Surkov is mentioned in the Russian sort of counterpart of this, but we definitely seem to have that same thing happening here throughout, you know, in the United States. And I don't use terms synonymously, United States and America, because the United States is a corporation circa 1871, and America is more of a concept, you know. And of course you have bad guys who have spoken about what they have envisaged for this concept of America. You know, the John D. Francis Bacon sort of concept, you know, up to Manly E. Hall, Manly Palmer Hall, and the Secret Destiny, that kind of thing. But then you have some other visions, and I would say, you know, Jeffersonian, Adams, Madison, those kinds of folks, and the spirit of James Otis at the heart of it. That, you know, as JFK put it, man here in America can be what he was created to be, free and independent. And then from there you have all kinds of little tales of intrigue and infamy and deception that sort of remind me of Galatians chapter 2. You know, when the subject of communitarianism arises, I think of Galatians chapter 2. The Judaizers who were brought in secretly to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ. And so that's just kind of a little backdrop. Anyway, it seems to have so far been a fairly uneventful week. Hopefully the weekend is the same. As I said earlier this week, hopefully it's a very uneventful week. It's way too much voodoo, way too much Halloween for 1 week, you know, for bad guys to resist some kind of druidic sort of temptation, if you will. But I began the week talking about an email from James in Seattle that I received last weekend, and I wanted to sort of circle back around and get back to the questions, or the overarching question, and you know, maybe, what can we do? And maybe we can talk about that a little bit today. So James wrote, here's a question. During one of my broadcasts, Chris, you mentioned the unfortunate exchange with some family friends. And so before I do this, you know, what I was going to say is, you know, thinking about some of the clips that we played yesterday, some of the things that we played, I mean, we could string this stuff together, and I've thought about doing some of those things, doing a montage, and I wonder, so many crazy things have been said, but in this melee of learned helplessness, would that just deepen the learned helplessness / Stockholm Syndrome / confirmation bias and normalization bias, would it do any good? Would it have any benefit? Or if we play a bunch of those clips strung together in a montage, would it shake people away? Would any one of those grab somebody? I don't know. It's pretty shocking the kinds of things that we can grab and string together and prove, for instance, that every conflict that America is, the American people are embroiled in abroad, every single high-profile incident we hear about, all of these things that rise to the CNN line are all a contrivance designed to cause the American populace at large to surrender themselves to the ultimate power and control of those who would esteem themselves our betters, all the rest of us. So, knowing that you string those things together, does it do any good? You just have the self-preservation instinct, so to speak, been bred out of Americans in America virtually altogether. I don't know. That's not a rhetorical question, but in a sense, I kind of think it is. I mean, that's obviously the intention. I mentioned neuro-linguistic programming yesterday when we played the clip of Tulsi Gabbard, how she just seems to have that cadence now, enter folks like Gregory Bateson. And there is just so much study that's been given over the last 70 or 80 years in particular. Well, since the creation of the CIA in particular, to understand and engineer the thinking of every man, woman, and child. So the question is from James. During one of your broadcasts, Chris, you mentioned the unfortunate exchange with some family friends who were seeking advice from for their son. They came to joining the service or the services, joining the military. I felt very bad about your being rebuffed after giving this family the general advice of not joining the military, or at the very least, to read a few briefs with which you offered them. I recall you saying that it encompassed just about 35 pages or so, plus a few linked articles to peruse. And yes, the big one obviously is RL33627, the Congressional Research Service report titled NATO and Afghanistan, a Test of the Transatlantic Alliance. And the title to me says it all, as what was it, Harvey in Florida, I think, the day before, I think. So it's a test of the Transatlantic Alliance. It's a field exercise, essentially. That's what NATO is doing in Afghanistan, a test to see if NATO can expand beyond the European theater. And that's according to a Congressional Research Service report. That's not my speculation or my conjecture. That's according to Congress. And that was reported 10 years ago, 2008 edition of that report. So, I think if anything would shake people awake, it would be something like that. There are a number of other books. I've mentioned many of them and other resources. You know, I read a page out of Michael Anthony's Mass Casualties this week, which also, you know, if you want an unvarnished account of what war looks like in forward operating zones, you read something like that. And but people with whom I've spoken on this seem all too ready to dismiss these kinds of things away. And the same conversation goes for vaccines and so forth. There's a generally accepted rate of risk, at least until it hits your doorstep. And then someone like Billy Vaughn writes Betrayed, but it's not really Betrayed, because if you would have been honest from the start, you would have seen going in with eyes wide open that you are nothing but cannon fodder. You're just an instrument to be used and probably discarded, as any GI will tell you. There's no love lost with Uncle Sam. And especially, you know, the president's foreign policy advisor, so to speak, as Ralph McGahee put it, who are steering these kinds of events from behind the scenes to their own benefit and to the detriment of the vast majority of the American people, and really the people of the world at large. So continuing James's email, so they didn't do it. Instead, if recalling correctly, he adds, he joined and not long after was finding himself in a deployment situation that could have a devastating outcome. That is true. It's actually a young lady. The nuke program is supposed to be a good thing. And what was particularly interesting to me is she had a friend who had enrolled in the same program, same recruiter. And after 6 months, this friend was very disenchanted with the program and was trying to dissuade the person in question from enlisting in the same program. So I thought that was interesting. But again, you know, people will hear what they want to hear, apparently. So they didn't do it. He joined. It's, you know, she, and not long after, was finding herself actually in a deployment situation that could have a devastating outcome. Absolutely. You know, it won't happen because it's supposed to be the long war. So it's not like a carrier will be attacked or carrier group, and that's what's in view here, because, you know, that would relate to something far beyond what is planned at this point. It's supposed to be the long war with these little dirty war battles that are really not battles. You know, when you're dropping people off somewhere overnight in the dead of night, shooting people and digging bullets out of walls and bodies, that's not really a battle. So anyway, continuing, as I listen to the broadcast, I could empathize with your situation on many levels. What a terrible feeling to give advice ignored, a warning unheard. Exactly. One has to wonder, pearls before swine, you wonder sometimes. But I also identified on many other levels. I was that kid. Back then, having two parents that served in the Air Force, the pressure to join the service, not by my mom, was plaguing me. I had no way out. So the push was, you know, if I couldn't find a way into a larger industrial job, then this was the answer. So I thought about joining many times. Eventually actually did. But skipping ahead, I'll get to that when we come back. Skipping ahead. Stick around, we'll get to the rest when we come back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
I received from James in Seattle, which I think is sort of emblematic of the sentiments that many of us share. So getting to the punchline, basically, James wrote, so here's the deal, Mary Hinckley, which is, you know, one of these days, that's probably a good idea, something that I've threatened to do haha, run for mayor in the town I was born in. So here's the deal. What do we tell kids and people my age who are constantly reinventing, relearning, play software can bear belt here, exactly. And, you know, that's an interesting thing. I mean, I've talked about how having conversations about this recently, it's just fascinating. You know, it wasn't that long ago. It was just, I guess not that long ago is a relative statement at some point. But really, you know, I can remember in the early 70s, for example. I mean, just as an example, until the mid-20th century, 50s, certainly, 60s, and even the 1970s, downtown Los Angeles, where Dodger Stadium is now, was a farmer's market. And I've talked about that in the past. There are places like Liberty Lake, Washington, between right on the Washington-Idaho border, between Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. That whole corridor used to essentially be farmland. It was owned by one family, and then through inheritance, the family ended up piecemealing it, selling it off, building some office space and different things on some of it, and developing the rest of it. And it's a shame. You know, the more you sort, you kind of step back and think about what the critical end of these things are, you know, what can we do? What can we tell people? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that if you industrialize all farming, and that if robots are in charge of it all, and all of the food that the country consumes is put in the hands of large corporations that are notorious for cheapening things out, the production process, in technocratic fashion, so that they can strip out all value while retaining the profits to make obscene fortunes to then go rinse and repeat, that's probably not in one's best interest. But, you know, even setting that aside, that issue notwithstanding, if you don't give yourself over to mass industrial farming and things like that, then you don't have to worry about the latest salmonella outbreak or E. coli outbreak, or because, you know, all of this, these millions of pounds of food have come from these one places. And there are forces that are notorious for engineering scarcity and things like that for different purposes. I mean, you go back to the engineered fuel crises of the 1970s, for example, that most people either have never heard of or forgotten about by now, either, you know, forgot or haven't heard of. People don't remember that Tesla drove a Tesla. So, you know. What do you do? We'll talk more about that today. Bye.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to Frontsite, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
First hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, September 13, 2019. What do we tell kids? We're talking solutions today. Bob in North Carolina says I don't do enough of that. Well, I think that it's maybe, I don't know, too subtle. I don't want to be heavy-handed. I've mentioned some things. But I don't have any good answers, and it's difficult. I wouldn't say I'm entirely confident in anything, because the only thing that I would say that I'm confident in, I agree with Richie from Boston Sentiments. Pray the full armor of God. That's a good idea. That's always a good idea. You know, leave it to the Holy Spirit. That would be my, if I just had to say one thing, that would be what I would say. Because we are all, you know, those I don't know, I guess, you know, in the fashion of my people who are called by my name kind of thing, many members, one body kind of concept. And so where do you get your marching orders from? I don't think from any man. So, you know, I would just leave it to the Holy Spirit if I had to leave it at one soundbite. That's what I would say. But there are some things, you know, and I'm not a social engineer, and I don't study. I'm not a sociologist or a social anthropologist or any of those kinds of things. So, I mean, I haven't done any studies run through universities or think tanks. I haven't spied on people, unbeknownst to them, no less, or conducted human experiments of any nature. So, nor do I ever want to. So, you know, how is one to know what is effective? I don't know. I know that things that I've shared have been met with varying degrees of results. But we are engineered not to think. I mean, honestly, my own personal experience that I have intimated before was doing the, when I was in the mortgage business as a wholesale lender rep for a company that was a multi-billion dollar company that was acquired by HSBC, and that company no longer exists. That division evaporated essentially during the subprime contagion, so to speak. Anyway, my experience was in 2006, in the mortgage industry, I had been doing a thing that I putting out a publication every Friday that I called Friday Pearls. I would distribute that among the brokers that I worked with who wanted it. And it was just something that was supposed to be an alternative to the usual canned kind of stuff that they could read and hopefully feel better about what they were doing and how and why they were doing it, hopefully trying to help people in spite of the nature of the mortgage business itself. And I knew a little bit, but I didn't know nearly what I know now. So anyway, I was reading a report from the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the OCC, and as part of my research for this newsletter that I put out on Fridays, and in reading the newsletter, I just felt like there was something that was being said, basically, you know, trying to read between the lines. It felt like what they were saying was this whole house of cards is going to come down, and you guys shouldn't be engaging in the kinds of lending practices that you are, even though it's been sanctioned. You know, it's by regulatory means you can do it. You probably shouldn't be doing it because it's just not sound. And so, you know, you can do whatever you want. We wash our hands of it. Try gonna come crashing down. And I could have sworn, basically, it was like a confession letter. It was very crazy. And I just thought, man, this can't be. Am I imagining this? So I tried to share it with some folks in the business and out of the business with, I believe, were more astute than I. And I just got rhetorical responses, you know, about how markets are cyclical and that kind of thing. Really no curiosity on the part of anyone I shared it with. So then I started investigating more. That was a big jumping off point down the rabbit hole. And the more I read, the more I suddenly was confronted with the fact that I felt like I couldn't think. I remember trying to read these things for comprehension, and I've always been a good reader. I could always retain things. My mom, for example, if you met my mom, she would tell you, oh, he'll read something and it's in there. You know, I have a photographic, as the joke, you know, I have a photogenic memory. Just kidding. But uh, retention and recall was never the issue. Comprehension apparently was, because as I started reading, trying to maintain sort of critical discernment in reading things related to what I thought was a shocking discovery, I realized that it just felt like I couldn't think. I felt like a 98-pound weakling mentally. I could retain things, I could recall things, but what to do with that information other than regurgitate? Who knows? So that was troubling. And I remember reading Jeffersonian quotes and, you know, Adams and these old dead white guys, as some people say, and just really not being able to put the pieces together. And then, you know, there was Reagan, his time for choosing speech, the Goldwater presidential campaign trail, and him saying this is the issue, whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we confess that a little intellectual elite in a partisan capital, technocrats, can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. And that was a connection back 250 years or so. And it felt like going to the gym mentally. So I think this is the same kind of thing, same kind of situation that we face today in America. And just, you know, a bunch of children with no survival instinct or self-preservation instinct. I mean, just naturally, it seems terrifying to me. Who knows? I mean, why? How can we possibly think that if you industrialize, I mean, you go back, speaking of the 70s, you go back to the 70s, we have stockpiles of grain, for example, in silos across the country. Stockpiles. Where did that go? Do we have that now? And so now you put control, and, you know, there are other issues. I mean, going back to the 40s, I always want to mention Wickard versus Filburn as a testament to administrative state tyranny. Roscoe Filburn grows wheat on his property. The vast majority of it is subsidized wheat. Fine. Government controls that. But he has this parcel that is completely removed, kind of like on the, you know, the opposite corner of his property, so to speak, not adjacent, not connected in any way to what is regulated by the administrative state because of his growing subsidized wheat. And so he has this little bit of wheat that he grows for his own personal consumption, for his own farm. And Uncle Sam says, oh no, that's ours too. Because, you know, if you grow anything subsidized, then everything is subject to our regulatory overreach. And then you can, you know, the malfeasance that's been inflicted upon farmers as a result of the AAA and subsequent regulatory action is, you know, the thing of legend. And then every other industry, you know, if there's any guarantee, it's that when government gets involved, it's going to screw things up, because you can't legislate effectively down to the individual and the nuance of the individual. So something has to give. What are you going to do? And in this case, in America, since in the post-Bernaysian era, we basically manipulate people and coerce and socially engineer people into a caste system, unbeknownst to them, and do exactly what Edward Bernays wrote in Propaganda, 1928, nearly 100 years ago. Chapter 1, Organizing Chaos. His opening words were the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. That's shocking. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, suggestibilists, largely by men we've never heard of. And then he justifies this by saying this is a logical result of the way in which our democratic society is organized. Vast numbers of human beings must cooperate in this manner if they are to live together as a smoothly functioning society. So when you legislate, you know, you want just to apply a broad brush approach, blanket legislation, then obviously you have to fit all of those different shaped pegs into the square hole or the round hole or whatever. So you basically have to shave the corners off of them and turn everything into somewhat of a round peg to shove them through all of the round legislative holes. And again, James Madison put it, you know, the sagacious and moneyed few are able to harvest the benefits. It was Federalist number 62. It's just a racket. There's another racket. Just like Smedley Butler wrote about war. War is a racket. Anyway, I wonder, do we have the faculties to comprehend anything that we read? Or are we all a bunch of 98-pound weaklings like I described of myself at one point? Years ago. And so with this just infantile sort of naivete now, you know, like I said, you would think that grown adults would be terrified, at least to some extent and on some level, at the prospect of farming going further and being moved further and further away, being removed from their immediate presence. And it's only been a generation or two, hasn't been that long. We don't seem to care. You know, the tribal communities talk about how the first person knowledge has been completely eviscerated and done away with. It's gone. I talked earlier this week about family that used to farm in Missouri and Missouri. And that practice is going away quickly. Everyone's gravitating toward the unreal. All of this technology, all of these flashy, fancy things, all of this convenience, and that's part of the operations, part of the psyop. You have all of these modern conveniences that can make life so much easier and better, and you can have all of this free time now, and you don't have to worry about all those things like where your food comes from and stuff like that. Really? I'm not so sure that we shouldn't remain concerned. This is an old, very old agenda. I mean, at a minimum, we're talking Edward Bellamy looking backward, which was a largely or heavily plagiarized collection of sentiments of the day, technocratic, utopian sentiments of the day. You know, 100 years from now, looking backward, 2000 to 1887, here's what life is going to look like in the year 2000. It's just going to be this utopia. Machines will do everything. People don't need to do anything. And, you know, it'll be a giant socialist super state, and life will be so great. You know, Edward Bellamy, the cousin of the guy who wrote the, or who is given credit for the Pledge of Allegiance, Francis Bellamy. Edward Bellamy, Fabian socialist. Francis Bellamy writes the... well, is credited with the Pledge of Allegiance. And early on, I always like to mention, you know, people Pledge of Allegiance, aren't you patriotic? Sure, but I didn't like the Bellamy salute that looked an awful lot like the Nazi salute. I digress. Or as James likes to put it, I hate. Anyway, stick around with me right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Segment of the first hour of today's broadcast is Friday, September 13th, 2019. It's, you know, 9/11 week, Shark Week, Friday the 13th, and a full moon, but not just any full moon. So, you know,
crazy, creepy stuff. Lots of Halloween, lots of druidic opportunity, but you know, hopefully it's an uneventful, mostly or entirely uneventful week. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick and grab Ken in New York. Ken, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. I normally don't call you because I'm normally at work, but since I didn't take my flu shot like everybody else did, and I'm being punished with sickness, I've been winking in and out, and I didn't get your entire program, but I woke up for a few minutes. I heard the word farmer and subsidy. Mm-hmm. I said, I'll call about that. Is it true that if even though something is subsidized, you have to take the subsidized in order to be, you have to take the subsidy in order to be under the regulation?
Generally speaking, that's my understanding. And then, like I was saying, the Wiggins-Filburn case means that, you know, so what I always think of when I think of the administrative fourth branch is the phrase that Justice Brandeis used in the 1919 case, United States versus Babcock. 100 years ago, Brandeis said he broke apart the phrase from the 1875 case, Farmers and Mechanics Bank versus Deering. And the phrase from that case is, when the state creates rights in individuals against itself, which already sounds weird. How does that happen? When the state creates rights when the state creates rights in individuals against itself, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts, and it may withhold all remedy, or it may provide an administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken its exercise, which sounds pretty awful, especially when you consider the regulatory overreach in the past, you know, well, in the administrative fourth branch era. So Brandeis broke that phrase apart, cited various cases, and before he cited that, he prefaced by saying, and this was 100 years ago, he said, these general rules are well settled. And
I've
so
heard that too.
Yeah, I kind of go from there to, in this case, Wickard versus Filburn. I want to say that was 1942. And basically, Roscoe Filburn was told by the federal government that if you grow subsidized wheat anywhere on any part of your property, then all of your wheats belong to us, essentially. So
I hear the music.
Yeah. Hang on, Ken. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up right after the short break.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.